Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight, we're here at the Beckham Hotel in Mineola. This is our home, our first home, and we love it here. Thanks so much to Chris and Sarah for letting us barge in and host us tonight. Let me thank our sponsors real quick before we get to our guest. We've got Red Construction. We've got Rick's Consulting. We've got Hoot Holler Pack and Beverage down in Gun Barrel City. We've got Goosehead Insurance, Raymond Plunkett, who you know. Yeah, you just did his son's photo shoot. We've got Vault Arms, and we've got the Humidor. And then our newest sponsor is Nortex, Bam Walker and family. Thank you guys so much for being sponsors of us, seeing our vision, understanding kind of what we're trying to do, and promoting these hardworking entrepreneurs and nonprofits. And really, really appreciate it. You guys have opened the way for us to increase visibility, also enhance our equipment, and Josh's gas money too. So thank you. Thank you. No, he's shaking his head. Thank you so much for being a sponsor for us tonight. We've got Bailey Marie Hamby,
yeah,
who is a local wedding planner and photographer. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for coming on, yeah, and trusting us to tell your story.
Oh, yes.
And promote your business and what you got, what you do, which is a lot. So let's start with how the heck you get started in this business so young. 15 years old.
15.
You start being a photographer, not a wedding planner, but
no, that was later on. So I was 15 and I had my first camera and I just wanted, I thought maybe I want to do this long term. So I posted on one of the Facebook pages, the Windmill Facebook pages, and said, if anyone is interested in Christmas mini sessions, we can do it. And I did it at the downtown Pickers Pavilion area back in the day.
Yeah.
I showed up. My mom drove me because I was 15. It was a week before I turned 16. And I get there and there is a family that I think there was like 16 people, lots of kids. It's like a multi-family. And I was looking through my camera bag and I realized that my batteries were not in my camera. So then I'm freaking out. My heart's pounding a little bit and getting like the sweats. It's December, so it's cold, but I'm getting like really hot.
You're 15. What is it? Sophomore, maybe?
Sophomore year. Yeah. And so I'm getting really nervous and I look at my mom and I said, I don't have my batteries. And of course she's like, Bailey, you should have checked before we got in the car.
Right.
Luckily we live 10 minutes down the road. So she hopped in the car. She went and got it for me. And I just made small talk to pretend like everything is fine. We took the pictures and I think it actually turned out decent for me being 15 and not really knowing exactly what I was doing. And I sent them the pictures. They loved them. But of course, looking back 10 years later, right, and I'm like, thank you for paying me $30 for them. But
they probably, $30.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. But it was a good way to, like, I guess, jump into things. And then later on, I actually, I think it was my junior year, I took a class with Lindsay Kelly. Love her. Still to this day. She's a teacher in Lindell. And it was a Photoshop class. And so we went over, like, Photoshopping. It was more so, like, design work rather than photography.
At TJC?
No, this was at Lindell. So it was my junior year.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Still in high school.
Got it.
And I took that class with her, and she also did photography on the side. And so she kind of taught me. She taught me a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up taking my senior photos as well. So we got really close. She told me, like, things to get. She told me how to deliver galleries. I think back when I was 15, I just texted them the photos so I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then I eventually did, like, a Google Drive, which was a step up. And I had, like,
start copywriting.
Yeah, I had, like, their like Google Drive folder with their name on it. So I felt a little more official.
Yeah.
So yeah, she kind of got me into the swing of things back then. And then after that, I just kind of took off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boss is a professional photographer.
Oh.
And he shoots mostly sports and college sports.
That's so fun.
So UT and what's
the one SMU. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Dallas, a lot of Dallas type stuff.
Very cool.
So yeah, oh man, his shots are like
sport photography is something
so cool.
else too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So cool. So that was your first session paid for. Did you do anything before that, or how did you end up with the camera? Let's talk about that.
Well, I love taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I love taking pictures of myself back in the day. So ever since I was
what little, girl doesn't?
I know. I was that girl. I took a selfie every day after school. But no, when I was younger, my Grammy, she had a bunch of cameras, a lot of Sony cameras, video cameras, all the things. And I played with them a lot. And I loved like the home videos. I loved taking pictures. She always would make these elaborate slideshows at Christmas time.
That's cool.
It was really cool. She still does it to this day. So at Christmas time, we have like
slideshows.
Very influenced by her. And so she kind of got me in the swing of things. And then I also love the disposable cameras.
Sure.
And then going and getting them printed out at
Walgreens. Especially the waterproof ones.
Yeah, I know. I just bought my son some of those for Christmas this past year. And he, of course, loves it as well.
Yeah.
So
unless you accidentally take the picture.
Oh, I know.
You can't go back.
I know. And he doesn't
understand. It's like a blurry shot of your leg.
Yeah, I know. And he doesn't understand that you can't see the picture. You have to go to Walgreens or CVS and go get it developed. So it's kind of funny that this little generation doesn't understand that.
Right.
But I love disposable cameras back in the day. I always take pictures of my siblings, my parents. They're actually a funny story. There was a time where I asked my parents to take like some photos on the porch. My dad was like, are we really having to do this? And so he did it. He was a champ. He did it. But on Facebook, Raymond, and I think it was Raymond, gave him something about it. And he was like, hey, I saw your pictures on Facebook with Misty on the porch all snuggled up. So just kind of funny, like little things like that. So I guess taking pictures of my family. I have a bunch of cousins taking pictures of them when they were little, trying to do like the whole newborn face. Really realized that I'm not good at newborn photography. That's a whole different skill level. I give props to the photographers that do that because that's very hard to do. So that's kind of how I started. Just really love taking pictures of everything.
Funny story.
Everything.
Funny story. Raymond does my insurance. Of course, he's a sponsor of mine, right? And he sends me a picture of your dad's text of a picture of me saying, hey, this guy's interviewing my daughter. Will you know about him?
I love that. I love that.
Raymond's like, I sponsor him. We're good.
That's so good. He's
the best.
He's
great. For sure. All right, so let's talk about the first wedding that you did.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun one.
A little step up.
Yeah, so technically, my first wedding.
This is going to be good.
There's two parts.
When you start with technically.
There's two parts to it. So there's like my first wedding that I did on my own, and the first wedding I did like shadowing someone.
Okay.
So the first wedding I did shadowing my best friend. Her name's Bryn Hammond. She is actually a local photographer in Mineola.
Shout out.
She's my mentor. I love her. Shout out to her.
Yeah. Same age? Close?
She's a year younger than me. She's amazing. She's very smart.
Okay.
She's someone that I look up to all the time.
Yeah.
So it was a wedding out at the Wildflower in Emory.
Okay.
Love that venue, by the way. Shout out to the Wild Bar. Love the owners, Debbie. They're great.
Great place.
So I was pregnant. I think I was like 7 months pregnant, I'm pretty sure. And it was August. Mm-hmm. It was very, very hot. And I knew I wanted to dive into wedding photography. Because at this point, it was just still kind of a hobby. It wasn't like a paid. I mean, I was getting paid, but it was a hobby. I was in college. And so I decided to go out with her and like shadow. It was so hot in August taking pictures. And so I was like melting. And so that was my first experience going and doing a wedding with her. But my first like paid wedding.
You're thinking like, why do these people decide to get married in August?
And I feel like nowadays people are loving it even more. I've had a lot of summer weddings. June, July, and August. I try to take off July now. I try to make sure I have like January off and July off. Like 2 months off a year is nice. But yes, I was thinking as I'm melting and big pregnant with cameras on the side of me, like why am I here? But it was a great learning experience. I got to meet other vendors. Pretty sure I met Joshua at that. I think it was that wedding. I might have met you at that time. Yeah. But so my first.
So sorry.
No, I'm kidding. Great. No, he's great. My first actual like paid wedding was one of my friends from Jolting. She was a year older than me. Her name is Tristan. It's the Barkowskis. They were high school sweethearts. How me and my husband are as well. So it's kind of cool. We have like same similar stories. And they wanted me to do their wedding. So contacted me. Their wedding was in November. So keep that in mind. And I'm, of course, like, yes, I'll do it. So I think it was November of 2020. And I show up with my sister. I brought my sister along. Shout out to her, too. Because she's always coming along and helping me if I need her to, hardly. And she came with me. We're doing the wedding and everything's going fine. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, this weekend's like the time change. So I didn't think about the time change literally until that day. And I was like, well, when the ceremony is starting, it's going to be dark. And I didn't own a flash at that time. Mm-hmm. It was my first wedding. I didn't know what I was doing. And I photographed my first wedding ceremony in the dark. It was dusk.
I mean, it was black and white.
The pictures, I mean, they turned out fine like 70s, for me.
They're like 70s pictures.
They look like that because I just didn't have the right equipment. I wasn't thinking time change, November, all that stuff. So it's kind of funny looking back, but I remember like freaking out internally thinking, what am I going to do? This is my first wedding, my first time showing people what I can do. And it is getting dark on me. So that was a little stressful. All of the couple portraits of the bride and groom ended up being in the dark because it had to be. The venue that we were at was, I think, out past like Hawkins area. It was like a small venue. They did have like some lighting outside. Yeah. So I tried to use that.
It's like a bug light.
Pretty much. I tried to use that as
a floodlight.
Yeah, as most as I could. So that was a little stressful. All the photos beforehand were wonderful, but of course they didn't see each other before the ceremony. Right. So I couldn't get any photos of them. So looking back, it's just, I'm like, my first wedding, I shot in the dark. My first ceremony was in the dark. And so it turned out fine. They love the pictures. I still photograph them every year. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're friends. And so, but that's how my first wedding.
We've already talked about a lot of adversity. Mm-hmm. And here we are just, you know, a couple minutes in. Yeah. And let's talk about another adversity you had. Yeah. Where you had a wedding where it was too hot.
Yes.
Yes. And
that's a good one.
the officiant said, no, we're not doing this.
Yes. So I actually worked at Sunset Oaks
Venue. Oh, we're going to get our first train.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
So I'm originally from New Braunfels.
Okay. Yeah.
South Texas. Yeah. We have these. That's loud.
Yeah. It's pretty loud. It's right there.
It is right there. That's a little loud.
Yeah. But I mean, the good thing is it doesn't last very long.
But I'm from South Texas, so we have trains all the time. Yeah. That's one thing I miss about up here. I mean, I guess I could come to Mineola and sit by the train tracks and listen to it. But that's one. That when we moved to Lindell, I was like, there's no trains here. Like, we don't have to wait on any trains. But that's kind of cool.
Here you do.
Yeah, especially.
We'll probably get one more.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every 30 minutes?
Maybe like every 30, 45 minutes.
At least the traffic. This one, I have noticed, it doesn't last very long.
No, it's an Amtrak that's going to Dallas from Longview.
Wait, people actually get on this one or no?
Not this one that's going by us, but there are ones that stop here.
That's what I
They stop twice a day, 9:30 a.m. and I think like 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
They stop here and they take you to Dallas. But this one goes from Longview, so it stops in Longview and goes all the way.
Have you ever been on this one? Like the one that takes
you? I've been on this one that goes from here to Dallas.
That's cool. Yeah. How long does it take?
You don't have to drive. So there's no concept of time.
Oh.
And then when you get dropped off, then you can Uber to wherever you want to go. And then you can spend a night in Stockyards or whatever.
Oh, I just went to Stockyards for a photo session.
Yeah,
so fun.
So the ticket from here to Dallas is a whopping $19.
No way. I should do it one weekend.
For sure. You can take some really good pictures, too.
Oh, I bet. How, what's the seating like?
It's open season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you, and you can bring a couple things with you.
Yeah. So a photography bag, it's, maybe?
Or a bottle or two.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, yeah.
You can have that's some fun. That's fun. There. All right, sorry. Okay. Got off
back,
tracks.
Yeah.
Got off the tracks.
Literally, got off the tracks. Yeah, that's a good one.
When you're in East Texas, there's one name you have to know. Stanley's Famous Pit Bar BQ in Tyler. Since 1960, Stanley's has been smoking up award-winning brisket, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and creative sandwiches like the legendary Mother Clucker. It's not just barbecue, it's an experience. Cold craft beer, over 90 whiskeys, and live music in a laid-back backyard vibe. Locals love it. Legends play here, and your taste buds will thank you. Come hungry, leave happy. Find them on Beckham Avenue or at stanleysfamous.com.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
Good. Yeah.
So,
okay, well, the wedding and the heat, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I worked at Sunset Oaks Venue, which is on 110 in Tyler, for about 4 years. Love the owners, love the venue, great experience. That's what got me into wedding coordinating. This was a wedding that I actually was coordinating at the time. I was their in-house coordinator. And so everything was going smoothly. It's about 15 minutes from, okay, well, officiant is supposed to be there an hour before, just to make sure, before the ceremony starts.
Right.
Well, it's 15 minutes away from the ceremony. Officiant is still not here. And I'm, of course, getting nervous because I'm the coordinator. And we finally see him rolling in. He's in this, like, little truck, and he gets out of the car. He was an older man.
Be careful.
I know. He was, I'll say elderly. He was elderly.
Okay.
He was a preacher. He was elderly.
Okay. Retiree.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good
now
one. That's a good word.
Yes.
So he walks in, and he looked around, and where he walked into is the reception area. And he said, so is the wedding not in here? And I said, no, like, the wedding's outside. And this is August. So I do understand, because it's an August wedding. These August
penetrating
weddings,
heat,
yeah,
Texas.
It's miserable. So
for anybody listening that's not in Texas,
have a December wedding.
Penetrating.
Yeah.
Or maybe May.
I had a May wedding. Loved it.
April,
the
nice.
Only thing that worries is the rain. Like, you get worried about the rain.
For sure, yeah.
But December is a pretty good one.
Normally, it's not. Doesn't last forever.
No, you're right.
Typically, then.
Yeah.
And it's always good luck, right?
Oh, it is. I've done weddings in the rain, and it's the best. It's so fun. So anyways, he walks in, and he realized that it is not inside. It's outside in the heat. So he, like, looks around, and he looks at me. He goes, well, I'm not doing that. And just walked away. And bride and groom, well, the bride was upstairs. The groom was right there. And he was like, what do you mean? And, like, the preacher just didn't want to even have to deal with it. He just walked out and left. So there wasn't much communication.
He got back in his little truck. Oh, maybe they did stop here.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So he did. He got back in his truck and he drove away. And I remember seeing the dust fly up. So I was like, this is going to be really fun for me. So luckily, one of my coworkers, the DJ that day was ordained online, which I'm about to get ordained online as well, just for the sake, because you never know. I think every
I'm ordained online.
You are?
Never officiated, but I'm ordained.
Yeah. Yeah, I think every wedding vendor should get it, just because you never know.
Just in case.
Yes, for this reason. So the DJ, he said, well, I'm ordained, and I was like, perfect. You are going to marry them.
Yes.
And so he is in his DJ outfit, and he was like, because he does this for a side job as well.
Sure.
Officiating. So he's like, well, I don't have my outfit. I was like, it's fine. Like, it'll be okay. We just need them married. So he's like, well, who's going to run my like DJ booth? And I said, I'll do it. So me and my coworker decided to be a DJ, and we were very nervous, but it turned out well. So he walked down, he got like his mic set up. He told us which buttons to press. It's pretty easy. I was just nervous that I was going to play the wrong song. So I asked him probably 10 times. I annoyed him, right. Like, hey, what song are we playing? And he like told me, Bailey, you just literally hit this button, like you're gonna be
okay. I don't want to hear anything like, you know, like high
beat, I know, because that's happened before.
Right.
Yeah, I've been to a couple weddings that's happened to. But anyway, so we managed it. It turned out great. The DJ married the bride and groom, and I was a DJ that night. Yeah. So I feel like I have a certification in DJing.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I'm sure that this is a first. Yeah. We've never had them stop like this.
I'm glad I brought it. Like
yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm sure the bride and groom were happy that it still.
Yes, they were so thankful. I think the DJ ended up getting a pretty good tip. No, we did too.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
This is weird. It's never happened. Like, not this loud. And maybe it's due to the construction.
I was going
to
say,
on 69.
That might be.
That could be part of it.
Yeah.
One more time.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad was in the railroad. So I love that sound.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Cool. I do too.
It's great sound. It's nostalgic. You know? Mm-hmm. Just don't hear it a lot anymore.
No, you don't.
Unless it's coming right at you.
Yeah, hopefully that never happens.
All right, so you still do the photographs. We'll talk a little bit about that and kind of what you do there. But you mostly do wedding planning or wedding packages now?
So I mostly do wedding photography.
Wedding photography.
Yes.
Okay.
I also,
but I mean, those are wedding packages, right?
Yeah, I have wedding
and
packages.
And coordination. Okay. And so you do a variety of different packages. I was reading part of your website.
Yes.
And one of the things that stuck out to me was your consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about like what goes into consulting and how does that kind of help steer people into the right package?
Mm-hmm. I think whether you're the bride or the groom or a wedding vendor, I think a conversation needs to be had regardless about mm-hmm. who
sure.
you are. I think everyone needs to do that. A lot of people don't. There's been times where I don't either, but everyone needs to go through a consultation phase because it just sets the tone of what they expect, what you are offering to them. So there's not like any hidden, there's not hidden fees, there's not hidden, like being blindsided on the wedding day, because that can happen, especially in the wedding industry, it happens quite a bit.
Sure.
Especially with the hidden fees, I hear that one a lot with people. So consultation is great. I typically, luckily most of my clients have been people either I grew up with, went to high school with, went to college with, so they know me. So it's more of a casual consultation.
Yeah, very trustworthy.
Yes. And we
conversation.
I'm also a person that I will try to answer your message. I don't really have like a set hours, like 8 to 5, because I do this from home. So I will message you back at 1 a.m. and you might be asleep, but at least you'll get up and you'll read the message in the morning. But I have had consultations where we go on the phone. I've had consultations where we meet in person, and it's always good to just
calibrate.
Yeah. And kind of go over, and I do a custom timeline, and that's something I would do after they book me later on down the road.
I thought that was smart too. Like you tell me what sounds the best and how this flows.
Yes. So,
and then you can also kind of add your professional outlook on, no, that's not feasible.
Yes.
Or, hey, there's too big of a gap here or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. So I've had to do that quite a bit. Actually, recently, the weddings I've had to change things in timelines. But how that works is, so if we do a consultation and they decide to book me, we also, one a key thing is if you can get someone on the phone or in person and just talk to them, most of the time they will book you because you're being personable.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. So that happens quite a bit. So after the booking process happens, we then get kind of like a timeline. So depending on the packages that they pick, my top package comes with an engagement session and a bridal session plus like wedding day. Mm-hmm. So we will do like your engagement session probably pretty quickly because people need those for sitting outside the dates and all the things. And then after typically a month to 2 months before the wedding, we do a bridal session because most of the time we're waiting on the bride's dress because, you know, alterations and all the things. So we will do a bridal session and then
like shower. Is it like shower pictures? No. Or so this is a whole session just them together.
It's just her.
Oh, it's just her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
so it's the bride. So they're called bridals. It's where you go to a venue or a studio. Most people choose their venue and the bride just gets professional pictures taken of her in her wedding dress with her hair and makeup done. She has a bouquet, her bell, shoes, all the things. Just so on the wedding day, it can be more about everything else.
Right.
And not about, because you still want to have pictures of you.
It's not as much stillness, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of movement that day.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So yeah, this is all about the bride. And that day I do have like a questionnaire. So either I'll talk to him about it that day and we kind of go over our timeline. I give them like a gist of how it's going to flow. And then once I go home, I will send them a questionnaire that I've made that talks about how many are people in your wedding party, because that can be a huge factor on how long photos will take. How many people did you invite? I've done weddings that are 25 people up to like 300. So there's a big difference in how a timeline can flow with that. It talks about like wedding colors, just because I have, when I do flat lay photos, it's like photos of the greens and stuff. I like to be prepared for the color scheme that I'm going with. So it's just a questionnaire. So we do that. And then based off their questionnaire is how I build my timeline. So I'm typically at a wedding for 7 hours. I do have one coming up where I'm there for 10. Most of the time it's 7 to 8. I feel like 7 hours is a great time to be at a wedding.
Thorough.
Yes, because you're there long enough to where you get everything that you need to. But
how many
not...
pictures are you taking in 7 hours?
Well, I'm an overshooter. So compared
to... I would too.
Compared to other people, I just finished a wedding that I photographed back in May last week. And I think I photographed like 4,000 to 5,000 pictures, which is a lot. Most people do like 2,000. I like to have more than that.
Yeah.
Just, you never know. So I take a lot of pictures. So yeah, that's the custom timeline. It depends on a whole different thing. So they're doing a first look. Are they wanting to not see each other before wedding? So anyways, that helps set the tone of like the wedding day. It gives expectations. So custom timelines are a thing that everyone needs.
Yeah, for sure.
Set
stone. I can imagine that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also where maybe some expectations can be clarified.
And yes.
And for sure. Also altered and adjusted. And also make, like, that ain't happening.
Yeah. No.
You need to recognize that's an unrealistic expectation.
Yes, I've had to change quite a bit of, because the other issue too, which I'm a wedding coordinator, so I get it, but I've had not necessarily conflicts with wedding coordinators, but sometimes it can be overstepping because you're both building a timeline,
yes,
essentially. They have their timeline, I have a photography timeline, and most of the ones I work with, we mesh, and it works great.
Yeah.
I even most of the time will coordinate and photograph. I've done that at weddings as well and do both. But timeline building, I make them just trust me because I've done hundreds of weddings and they may kind of think that they know how it should work. But from a person that does this almost every weekend, there's definitely a formula to how things need to flow on a wedding day. And if it's all backwards, it's just not going to work right.
Right. Jagged.
Yes.
Different. No, this is not when things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an example? You don't have to say names.
Yeah.
About when your coordinator and you didn't mesh.
Oh, yeah, I have that. I have a good story about that. So I actually was the coordinator this day.
Okay.
And there was a photographer, and she is, I think she was more focused on the couple portraits, which I get it, because you want to take good photos of the bride and groom.
That's who's paying, right?
Yeah. But I don't think they might have had clear expectations on the what the bride wanted, because she did not care about these photos. She wanted more of everybody else.
She wanted the...
Mm-hmm. But from a photographer's standpoint, you really want to get the
photo. Well, and a lot of times when you hear somebody say something and then you deliver more mm-hmm. than what their expectations are, mm-hmm. then you go above and beyond. You become, instead of 4-star, 5-star, whatever it is.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting. Level up.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lindale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
So she, the bride and groom...
And you're like, shoo, stop taking... No.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
No. So the bride and groom were out taking photos. It was after the ceremony. And I think it had been an hour and a half. So it's not an hour and a half long of taking pictures. Well, you have 200 guests inside that are waiting to see you. That's why they came here.
Right.
They've gone through appetizers. They've been in the bar quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're now waiting for dinner to start.
Yeah.
And to
first
see
dance
y'all.
And everything.
And so I, you know, told the coordinator, I told the photographer, hey, like, there are people leaving. I know you really want these pictures, but I think we need to try to wrap it up. And she's like, okay, 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, I would go back, okay, 5 more minutes. And so it wasn't really clicking. Well, then I even had to say to the bride, I didn't want to say, but I was like, hey, like, y'all may need to come back up. So after that, the bride was thankful for that because she came back, they were done, they came back up to the reception. But the issue was when they walked in, a lot of their guests have already left. Because if you're taking photos for an hour and a half, people aren't going to stick around that long. At that point, it's like, oh, well, it's just a photo session. They're not, you know.
Right.
So when she came back up, it was very disappointing. I felt very bad for the bride, even though I tried to help. She was disappointed and upset. So that was the kind of the conflict that I've seen with coordinating and photographers sometimes don't mesh. Timelines don't mesh very well. Yes.
It begs the question, if you're the photographer and there's a different coordinator, are you consulting with them?
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, if you're the coordinator and you have a different photographer, mm-hmm. it's important for you to get on the phone with them too, right?
Yes. Anytime I'm whether the coordinator or photographer, I always call the coordinator or photographer because that's the person. There's a lot of things that are important on a wedding day, but those two are very important in my opinion.
Yeah.
And if they aren't clicking, the wedding's not going to flow very well. So yes, I make sure to get that part handled.
What is it? So walk me through what a wedding day mm-hmm. coordination looks like.
Okay.
I can picture the
yeah.
the photography side of things because you'd want to get pictures of his reaction when she walks out, her, maybe a picture of her when it, with her dad or significant other, significant father image or mother image or whatever, whoever's walking her down the aisle. Maybe grandparents or the officiant or whoever is important in that. Photography wise, I get that.
You've seen the pictures, so I understand. You know. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy.
And honestly, look, I have a passion for that. Those still moments are, I love them. I do. Not so great at video, but still images, I love those.
Yeah.
But coordination's a whole other beast.
It's a whole different.
Right. So walk us through like what a day looks like when it comes to coordinating a wedding.
So typically if you are the coordinator, you're there all, the whole day. So if the wedding venue opens for the bride and groom at 8 a.m., you're there at 8 a.m. And you then, it depends on the package, but most packages do decorating. They want you to decorate as
well. So flowers.
I don't do flowers, but I
you're involved in like work.
Which I actually, I said that back. I've actually had to be a florist a time or two.
Right.
I feel like my resume is kind of all over the place.
And you're setting up like whatever the easel is called. Or
yes,
arch
you're
or
setting
whatever.
Up. So the decorating portion takes quite a bit of time, but if you have
a there's
florist,
a lot of details there. Though.
There is, and if you have a florist, it makes it so much easier because real flowers just make everything look beautiful.
Sure.
So it makes it easier. So yeah, typically in the morning you get there, I chug about 2 iced coffees, and then I'm ready to go, and I decorate. And then about like noon-ish, that should be when things start wrapping up the decorating. That should be where everything's pretty much done. You're just doing like the finishing touches. The florist comes in, makes things like beautiful. And then typically around 2 p.m., I'm just going based off of like a basic wedding day.
It's fine. Great.
The cake, the, I cannot think right now. The person that bakes the cake, a baker.
Pastry.
I cannot think. Yeah, thank you. She will show up and, or they will show up and deliver the cake. And then you kind of make sure that that's either needs to go in the fridge, depending on if it's August or you never know, or if it needs to be set out or if it needs to be decorated. Sometimes they come naked and you need to decorate them with flowers. So that the main thing with after like lunchtime, you're then talking to vendors. Vendors are arriving. You're showing them where to go. DJ's a big part of it. He needs
setting up chairs.
Yeah, like they need to have a place to either go to the ceremony and like have their setup for the DJ in the reception. Like it's a lot of movement throughout the day. So from that point, from about like after lunchtime to the ceremony, it's all vendor. If your people are showing up and food gets there, that's always a big one because you want to make sure they have like warmers and make sure they bought the right food. I've had an incident where the catering company didn't show up. And I called them while I was coordinating, and
they got the wrong date or something.
No, the father of the bride did not make his last payment, but he was under the impression that it was on an automatic. They were just going to automatically charge his card.
Yeah,
he had to call up there and actually, like, give them like do the whole thing, and so it's time for dinner and there's no caterer. So then I'm panicking. I called them. They said, "Well, we didn't receive the payment." And I was like, well, we haven't received an email or anything. So that was kind of a hard situation. But they ended up coming. They were there in 30 minutes. Luckily, it was close. And it all worked out. But that was a little stressful.
Do you have a checklist that you go through? Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. So a couple
weeks.
So you
go through it like, hey, you know, this person's here, this person's here.
Yes.
And is it a time checklist?
Kind of, yeah.
Like,
well,
okay,
they,
afternoon.
So,
between 2 and 3, these people should be here. Mm-hmm. 3 and 4, these people.
I actually reach out to them a month before and send them the timeline I made, all the things, all the details.
Here's a calendar reminder.
Yes.
Outlook.
And then
make sure you RSVP it.
No, literally. And then 2 weeks before or a week before, because I like to be like fresh on the vendor's mind, I say, hey, just a reminder, we have a wedding next Saturday at this venue, this time, you're supposed to be there at this time, and I make them confirm. So I'm pretty good about talking to all the vendors. So if they are 5 minutes
and
late,
our bills
calling.
Paid. Are all bills paid? Right?
Yeah. That's
paid up.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So if they're a few minutes late, I'm calling. They're like, we're pulling in Bailey. I'm like, okay, good, because I was a little worried. But yes, I do all that. And then once the ceremony happens, That is, I think, the most stressful part for a coordinator. It, to me, it's a breeze because I've done quite a bit, but a lot of coordinators get nervous about that because that's where you are literally running the show.
Yes.
The doors are opening. Is everyone in their right
line? Music playing.
Music playing. Do we have the rings?
Yeah.
Does the groomsman like not put on his bow tie? Like, there's lots of things that you have to go. And now I think it's muscle memory that when I'm in that state, it's like, I just kind of know like what's to come. And then after the ceremony, it's kind of just fun. Like, that's when dinner happens and cake and dancing and then the exit. And then after the exit happens, I hug the bride and groom. Bye. We take a picture. They leave. And then I help the family clean up.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much a basic wedding. How
long day?
It's about a 12-hour day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Plus all the work beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about something fun.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about elopements.
Oh yeah.
Yay.
That's a new one for me too.
Yes.
Yes. So I actually just went to Mexico for an elopement, which it wasn't mine, so I can't really brag too much about it. But my friend that I talked about earlier, Bryn, she's a local photographer.
Yeah.
It was her wedding, and she had asked me to come with her to photograph it as well. And so it's very cool how that all worked out. The bride and groom, instead of like paying us to photograph it, they paid for our airfare and our stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was an all-inclusive resort in Mexico. We had the time of our lives. It was so much fun. It was a beautiful place that we stayed at. And it was really neat because the resort itself had everything planned out. So the bride was stress-free. And I even told my one sister that's married and another one that should be getting married or engaged, hopefully soon. I was like, I think.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Wink, wink.
If you listen to this.
Yeah. I said, I think that you should do something like what I just did because it is so stress-free. Like the bride and groom, they were, you know, partying all week. They're on the beach. They're taking the boat out. And then they get married on one day. Everything's set up. And then they still get to party after that. So it's very fun.
Wait, it's built during the honeymoon?
Yes. They actually were there for 2 weeks. So like they're at one resort during the wedding week, and then the next week they flipped over to a different resort in a different area of Mexico. So it was really kind of cool how they did it. But yeah, elopements, I will go all over. I really want to do Montana and Wyoming. My sister got married there last summer in July, and I was the videographer for it. That's when I dipped my toe into videography. And it wasn't technically an elopement. Elopement is just the bride and groom, you know, but this was, I call it an elopement, but it's just a micro wedding, technically.
Well, I mean, you're getting married somewhere other than where you live.
Well, there's terminology now, apparently. So it's called micro weddings, but yes, it is an elopement. And that was beautiful. It's really cool to see the world or the country or wherever you go and then see someone get married in it. Like, it's very neat. So that was really cool to experience the elopement with her and then do the one in Mexico. It's refreshing because I do weddings year round. So it's fun to be able to travel and then get travel out of it and then photograph this wedding. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I think going forward, I want that to be what I do.
Do a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you're doing it in a space where they're like not themselves so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're, and you can sense some relief and like there's not as much day to day. Like I would assume like there's some weddings that are like, okay, we're about to have to get on a plane. We've got to do this. We got to go do that. And you can see that.
Yes.
Whereas if you did that there, there's a lot of like just joy. Laid back.
Yes.
And whether it's before or after, it doesn't matter.
It's so easy.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to the Humidor. We began the Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life, a good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
Looking for your next favorite hangout in East Texas? Come experience True Vine Brewing Company, Tyler's original craft brewery. Since 2014, True Vine has been serving up award-winning beers with a laid-back, community-focused vibe. Whether you're sipping on a seasonal IPA or enjoying one of their signature brews, you'll feel right at home. With two awesome locations, the spacious Earl Campbell Parkway Tap Room and the cozy downtown square spot, there's always something going on. Live music, food trucks, and even spots for your kids and your dogs. True Vine Brewing Company, more than a brewery, it's a place to connect, unwind, and taste something truly local. Come see what's on tap at truevinebrewing.com. That's truevinebrewing.com.
It was so nice. Yes. That was probably the easiest wedding I've done, stress-wise. So easy.
Yeah.
Very easygoing. Yeah. I love it.
Fun fact, my wife and I got married in Cozumel. So we did the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so easy.
Yeah, I know.
And we went, and I think we had about 30 people go with us.
There was 25 at this time.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And there were some people that liked the beach, some people that didn't. Mm-hmm. And but we, like our closest family, we got to go and experience it, and everybody got a vacation out of it, which is pretty cool. We didn't have a photographer.
Oh, you didn't?
I wish we would have. But we didn't, and my best friend photoed, like, we have photos in our hallway.
We have
photos that are on my phone, that are screensavers, and that he took. Thank the Lord he took them.
At least
because he was the only one that took pictures. And this is when my son was like 5, and I mean,
how long have y'all been married now?
So you put me on the spot.
Oh, 2009,
so 16 years.
Okay, so when it's your 20th, we'll go back and I'll photograph it and we'll do
I was
a
thinking about
vow
that.
Renewal.
Yes,
that'd
100%.
That'd be so fun.
I was thinking about that actually this week. I was like, man, you know what? I think a vow renewal would be really fun, but I'd have to do like a secret one.
Oh.
I want it like it to be... She doesn't know.
Oh.
And so, like, get on the train.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we go over, and then she doesn't know that she's being photographed.
I love it.
And then you get there, and friends and family are there.
No, that's
And
cool.
she walks in, and then we renew our vows.
Oh, that'd that's be pretty fun. So you put some thought into
this. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Oh, good. You got 4 years.
Ever since I started doing this, she's like, you softened up a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is... kind of rough to hear from your wife, but you know, it is what it is, right?
Okay.
Right. Interview entrepreneurs and nonprofits, you know, at least once every other week. And how can you not be compassionate and like see the effort and understand
so much effort,
how much work's being done, and then see like visualizing like images of what their stressors are, and just understanding how easy you have it.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So
agreed.
It's
I think entrepreneur stress is a whole different ball game.
I couldn't imagine. But I do think that there are certain things about being an entrepreneur that's very liberating. Because if you don't have to work, you don't want to work, you don't
that is
work.
Like I take off 2 months out of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that part of it I think is very cool. You don't have to be on conference calls.
Yeah.
Typically, you don't have to, like, in some cases, I get bad news and I have to turn it into good news and, you know, deliver the bad news and turn it into good news.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you do a good job and it's not appreciated because of the way that it's for the corporation's formatted.
Agreed.
Is that there, you know, the expectation is there that you do a good job. And instead, you know, in your case, like you're getting to see the fruits of your labor and you get immediate feedback in a lot of cases, or, you know, maybe feedback in a day or two after the people, you know,
it's very rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%. Okay, so you talked about videos a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about portraits. You do a lot of different kind of portraits, obviously wedding portraits, but you do more than that. Yes. Talk a little bit about those.
So I love weddings and seniors. Those mm-hmm. are my jam. That's my main focus right now. And I even have a senior rep program.
So okay.
People that don't
You're
know
talking about seniors in high school.
Yes.
We're not talking about
You threw
me for a loop there. Oh. So seniors in high school,
yeah.
You're talking about where you kind of start early in their senior year?
I do. So it's actually their junior year is when they
okay.
apply.
Okay.
I started in 2020, so okay. 5 years into this. So they apply typically in January of their junior year. The application process for me is they go online, they fill out a format, and I go over everything. I kind of pick and choose who I think that would be best fit for my program. And then after that, I will message them and I'll say, hey, you have been selected if you would like to join. And then, so the first session is typically in March, and that's cool. called a welcome session. They are welcomed into Bailey Marine Photography reps. That is where I get to meet the girls. We all talk.
So it's all girls? From?
Yeah, it's okay. all girls. And it's all over. I've had White House, Lindell, Mineola.
Is there a cost for it?
Yes.
So
they pay
as they go.
Pay a certain fee, but it's broken into four payments throughout the year.
Okay.
And essentially they get around 8 photo sessions. Mm-hmm. So they're getting discounted less than half of like they're paying a small portion compared to what they could pay for 8 sessions, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so they do the welcome session. We meet everybody. They're from all over. It's really fun.
Oh, they come together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
We do them together.
All right.
It's all together.
I was like, how is she doing
this?
You teleport? Or
no, what? It's all together. Yeah. So I typically use a studio. I'll shout out this one. I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly, but it's the Adelaire.
I think so.
Okay. Morgan Gant.
Yes, yeah, I know. She's a neighbor.
Oh, is she?
She lives out by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Morgan.
Morgan's great.
I use her studio quite often.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure she gets this this podcast.
Yeah, I love her. She so I typically do my welcome session there. I do quite a bit of my sessions at her studio actually. And so anyways, that happens, and then they get their own individual senior session, which I absolutely love. So that's a day. So I take off July. I don't. I take it off wedding-wise.
Yeah.
I still do senior sessions.
Gotcha.
So this whole month has been very crazy. I've gone to the Stockyards. I've gone to Dallas 3 times. I've gone to Caddo Lake.
I
do too.
Beautiful.
But there's a movie about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
No.
Okay. It's a little interesting.
I'm not big into movies. But
okay. It's a little interesting. I don't know. It kind of threw me for a loop. But so
an eerie feeling when you get out there.
Well, then don't watch this movie because it'll make you.
Well, I grew up in Louisiana, so
okay.
But you get out there, and for me, it feels like home. But for a lot of people, it's like there's nobody out here.
Well, I go to the area that's uncertain. It's
right, uncertain. Yeah. Yep. Uncertain,
so that,
Texas.
Which I love it, but it's it does.
A lot of lily pads out there.
A lot.
And there's a lot of cuts. They call them cuts. What's where that? People, well, you can't. You need an airboat to get through a lot of the stuff.
Oh, yeah,
unless you make a cut.
Makes sense.
And then you can get, a John boat through there or
boat
whatever.
Boat tours out there. It's fun. But so their senior session is based on what they want. So the Stockyards, she's into agriculture and she shows pigs and all that. So we went to the Stockyards and we did photos out there. So it represents them. So it's their individual senior session. And then that typically happens in the summertime. I have a couple more happening next week all over Dallas area again. And then throughout the year, we do themed sessions, which are, I have
holidays and stuff.
Yeah. So I do one at the fair. I love it. This year we're doing the fair and I try to change it up every year. So this year the girls have to wear animal print. So leopards, zebra, it's just fun. It makes it fun, funky. So we do that. And then we'll do a pumpkin patch in the fall. We'll do Christmas minis at Morgan Studio. We do always a Galentine's thing and then a flower build. So it's really fun. It's fun for the girls. They get to if they're shy, they get out of their comfort zone. Yeah. It's really good.
And they see the same people multiple times. So it's like, oh, hey, how's it going?
All the themed sessions are with each other. So this year I have 9 girls and they all get along. Last year I had 13. They all got along. I've had great senior reps. The most I've ever had was 18. Mm. I'll never do that again because I loved it, but it was very hard to manage 18 girls for a year and get in. It was difficult. So I think my number, my max is 12. So, but I love seniors. That's what I kind of do. I also have, I do families and kids. I love smash cakes.
Yeah. Smash cakes or smash steaks.
Yes. Yeah. That my son, he did, he tried eating steaks when he was like 9 months old. So we did steak for him instead of a cake.
Smash steaks.
Steak, smash steak. That's a kind of a
so smash dessert. Steaks is like they're these kids are just smashing and eating.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's all over their face.
It's all over their face. It's kind of like the cake photos, but we did mashed potatoes, so homemade of course.
Okay.
And some steak and it was really fun. He loved it. But yeah,
I saw the pictures. I mean, it's just priceless.
No, it's funny.
You're getting out.
Good. I mean, and he loved it. I mean, that was his dinner too. Oh. So
it's probably the other kid's dinner of the cake.
Yeah,
the
no,
cake
really.
That was all smashed up, all over his hands.
Yeah,
face.
It's cool because a lot of the smash cake photos I do, their first birthdays, and a lot of parents don't give them sugar before, so this is their first time experiencing sugar with me. And some kids don't like it and they don't know how to react, and then some kids devour it, so it's really cool,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh,
it's very interesting.
It's like the kids that eat lemon or lime for the first time.
Oh, I know.
Their face.
I got some funny videos of my kids doing that,
right?
Yeah.
So, right now, you like doing photography or videos?
So, photography, it's very different. Everything is very different.
But come on, you got to answer one or the other.
I love photography, but I will say videography is a whole different side of me. It's very creative. You can be very creative with it.
With all the different apps.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know.
I'm starting to get into it now.
Yeah.
Like, I made my first reel, and I'm almost 50. So I made my first reel. I'm like Ray.
On Instagram?
I'm exploring. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I saw Ray's where they're driving their like Vespas.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. No.
Are you rolling?
I need
Are
to. Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Yeah. They're in the middle of the neighborhood driving Vespas.
I need to watch
and,
that.
And like driving next to golf carts and stuff.
Hilarious.
Yeah. We're riding dirty. We're riding dirty.
It.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. That's
so
crazy.
I didn't do that, but I had a couple videos from Costa Rica. That I kind of converted over and put music with it and stuff like that. I think it's art.
Yeah.
In a certain way.
I agree.
And it's catching a moment in a very, very like soft, emotional, compassionate way.
It's a creative outlet for a lot of people. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes the audio on videos isn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just dub it over. Put like something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There could be somebody just like yelling and screaming in the background, and now you've got like a work of art that looks amazing,
true,
or funny.
Funny,
and
yes.
And now and you can put like words on it. I think it's amazing.
No, it is.
I think videos is kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I love still images. I'll never not love still images.
Yeah.
Especially,
videos are just entertaining. I think video, especially TikTok, has taken over like cable TV.
Yeah.
That's my...
Not for me, but...
Oh, okay. Well, for me it is. That's what I do every night before I go to bed is TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not there yet.
You might get there.
I don't know. Ask me in 5 months.
I may
be there a little bit more.
You might.
Because I'm going down that train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down the real train right now.
Nice.
Trying to piece stuff out and figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Instagram.
Yeah.
But I'm getting into YouTube Studio.
YouTube's
a little bit. Yeah.
Not
bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to us a little bit about editing.
Okay.
All right. So your turnaround time as posted on your website.
Yes, so you did your research.
Is typically 6 to 8 weeks, which I feel is a pretty tight turnaround.
It is.
When you're snapping 4,000 to 5,000 pictures.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
So how much time do you spend editing? What is it like?
So the editing process There was actually a TikTok I just saw the other day that explained photographers and videographers very well. So with the vendors, okay, I'm talking specifically on weddings instead of like just normal sessions. So with a wedding photography, like turnaround time, you have your photographer that shows up and does the whole wedding day that takes all the pictures. Most of the vendors, or every other vendor besides a photographer or content creator or photographer and videographer, they all, their job is done after the wedding's over. That's when ours starts. So like you go in, you do the hard work. I mean, I love the wedding days. That's not really hard, but it is hard on your body. Yeah. I always take Epsom salt baths every single time.
And a lot of stress.
It is stress. And it really is a lot on your back and your body and carrying heavy equipment around and sweating or freezing. And so that's that. And then, like I said, all these vendors are done. So then they get to move on to the next wedding. We then start. So that point, I come home and I try to give out 24-hour sneak peeks because every newly married,
it's exciting. Yeah,
they want to wake up to see their photos, at least a few.
A couple of them.
I actually give out 100, or try to. So I give, wow. Yeah, I go,
holy
I go pretty quick. I give anywhere from 50,
sheesh,
yeah, to 100, just because it's kind of fun. And once I get on a roll, I can't stop.
Yeah.
But so that is how like that process goes, and then the editing part of it. If I sat down and I worked like nonstop, it would take a good week. If I sat down and actually like did not leave my computer and did not have any other distractions and didn't leave my house, it would take a week. But 6 to 8 weeks is because you have your
other
family, you have your
vineyards,
children,
yeah.
You have other weddings, you have like, so I think
it's still a tight turnaround.
It is. And I will say most of mine are 8 weeks. I said,
yeah.
Because 6 weeks, I've
I mean,
done
to
it before,
me, like 12 weeks is reasonable.
Most people do 12.
Yeah.
I think to make myself like stand out more, I try to do the 8 weeks. And I've never been late on a deadline. Actually, the other, was it 2 nights
And your
ago?
Rates are super reasonable.
Yes.
Like for a wedding, it starts at 1,000.
Yeah.
Which is, it's ludicrous.
Which that's the ceremony only, but still.
But I mean, still.
It is. I know.
The cap
most people,
is only $3,500.
Yeah, I know. And
which
most
is
people
nothing.
Start at $3,500.
Most people start at five.
In Dallas. Yeah.
Five,
yeah,
they
true.
Start at five.
That is true. I get told all the time I need to up my prices. I just, I don't
well,
know.
Well, I think you offer 4 different packages for your website.
Yeah, I love
that. And maybe have 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then move, you know, eliminate the $1,000 package,
yeah.
Because why do you need to be there to do that when you could just do portraits, right?
True.
And so then, and it, the other thing is this, like the coordinator in you is going to want to push her way out.
Yeah.
So then you become part of that and they're starting to get that value in it. Just being a coach here.
No,
just being a coach.
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of my, I get most of my compliments besides like the art of my photography are from how well I do on a wedding day. Cause I don't want to brag, but I am very good about the coordinating part of it.
Yeah.
And my mind just flows very easily. And so I agree. I think when they book me for a photographer, they're getting a coordinator as well.
Absolutely.
And so
100%.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, so just eliminate that session.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, do you want pictures? Because that's what I'm offering.
Yeah.
Or here's where it starts. Mm-hmm. You know, $2,500 or whatever it is, or it's like $1,500 or something like that.
It is.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, still cheap. It's too cheap. Yeah. For
true.
What the value you're getting.
I agree. Well, and so with the editing part of it, going home. So okay.
A week's worth of work.
That's like sitting down. And
you're
going
there
through.
For 12 hours, and then you're editing for almost a week.
Which, if
and
I
you're
yes.
charging $1,000
yeah.
$1,500.
Yeah, the editing part of it is
that
the
is
whole
ridiculous.
Part that no one sees, but that's the hardest part of the job.
Right, but you look
hardest.
At that per hour.
I know
it's like minimum wage.
I know. Yeah, I agree. Maybe I should go home and up my prices after this.
It's like it'd be a no-brainer to me.
I know. I get told it often. I really do.
I know. Well, you are sitting in a podcast.
I am.
And so you can say now that you're a photographer and a videographer and a wedding coordinator that's been on podcasts.
True. That is cool.
So, that,
so
that's
maybe
value
I'll go.
Added.
Yeah, maybe I'll go.
Value
do it after that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We also talked about how difficult it is to juggle these things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, walk us through what a week looks like. So, you're a videographer, a photographer, mm-hmm. a wedding coordinator, an editor, mm-hmm. a wife, and a mom.
I am, yes. So, a typical week, we'll start on Monday. We'll start on Sunday. Why not? So, church, of course. Yeah. And then after that, that is my family day. So, I try not
Chili's. To do... You're going straight to Chili's down
here. I cook pretty well. So I cook, I also cook every dinner. So, that's another
every
thing.
Every dinner?
Yeah. Well, besides a Friday night, we will go out.
Go out.
Yeah. But I love cooking. I feel like I do a pretty good job. Okay. So, yeah.
Spam and macaroni.
No.
It's
a little bit better than that. But no, Sundays is a family day unless I have sessions. So I try to keep that for like my kids and my husband. But throughout the week I have sessions, typically two. I'll just do average two a week. And then weekends are weddings. So typically a Friday or Saturday or Sunday I have weddings. And so I really feel like I don't see my husband very much. I do see my children, but my husband, he has a hard job as well. Just a time consuming job. He's a lineman. So he's gone. Okay. He's on call a lot. Yeah. Actually this week he is as well. So he does all that. And so I am solo momming it quite a bit when he's working. And so I'm trying to juggle getting my kids ready for bed and bath time and then making sure they go to sleep on time. And then once they go to sleep, that's when I work. So I work until about 3 a.m. every night. I have to, or else I can't get work done. The other night, I actually stayed up until, it was two nights ago, stayed up until 5 a.m. because I had to get a wedding sent out on the deadline, which I did. It was fine. And
no, it's 5 a.m.
Yeah, so I stay until 5 a.m. No, yeah, and my husband's like going to work and I'm going to bed, so it's crazy.
Then I sleep
for a couple hours. No, and then I wake up when they get up. So they, it's a struggle sometimes.
Wow.
So that, I think the hardest part of one of the hard, besides editing, the other hardest part of just any entrepreneur or anyone that owns a business is juggling your spouse, your kids, social life, your work, trying to stay healthy, it's all, which life in general is a balance. But when you have to work from home and be a stay-at-home work mom, that I feel like is pretty hard.
Yeah.
So it's rough some days, but we track through. We stay up till 5 a.m.
Sometimes you get to go to Mexico and hang out.
That is true. There are ups and downs about all this. Yeah. The balance part of it is a lot, but it's fun. I don't think I would ever not want to do it. I think it's just a fun outlet for me to be able to photograph people and have a day where I can make others happy and photograph people on a wedding day.
That's more of what it's about.
Yes.
You're a selfless person. You like to give.
Yes.
And you're giving people moments mm-hmm. and time mm-hmm. that you can't get back.
No.
We know that.
No, yeah.
And you captured it. Mm-hmm. And it's capsulized in that photo mm-hmm. or the video, one of the two.
Whatever it is,
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, we're at the end.
Oh,
you did great.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That went fast. That went fast.
I know. Well, I told you, you've got the cliff notes. I got the hard part.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You did great.
Yeah, well, thanks.
It's like you've done this before.
Maybe like 60 times. I don't know.
Oh, good. And it was your 2-year anniversary.
It is my 2-year anniversary. It's our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah,
on
we
that.
Didn't get any photographs at
our
wedding.
Oh, I should have brought my camera.
At our wedding, we I don't know, Josh. We just didn't get them. But no, two years. It was awesome. Sunday. I need a reel. He's working on it.
Nice.
Hopefully we get something going because, we never thought it would make it this far, for sure. We definitely didn't feel like we'd have the awesome sponsors that we have. Mm-hmm. And, it was kind of one of those things. It was a pitch and I did something. I was here at the Beckham and was doing sampling and COVID subsided and everybody mm-hmm. went back to doing full-time, soccer and volleyball and football and all that kind of stuff and seeing grandmother and grandpa. And, it was dead, doing sampling bourbon other spirits. And I had a lot of friends that pushed me to kind of get into this, and it's been great. I mean, I've learned a lot. I've changed a lot, softened up per my wife. And, but the best thing about it is learning so much.
About
Like every week I learn. My next guest, cryotherapy.
Who is it?
It's Brett Bradbury.
Okay.
Yeah. Renew in
Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah, where they freeze you.
Yeah. Very cool. I've done it before.
Oh.
I didn't last very long because it was cold. It was very cold.
Right. Yeah. And we had Relax Lab on. Have you ever done that?
No, but I want to go.
The deprivation tanks, sensory deprivation, they shut the tank off. You're floating in salt water, and they shut the deal on you, and it's all dark.
Oh no, I'm claustrophobic, and
they're just floating. You feel like you're in space. You're just floating. I did it
before
the podcast, so I could talk about it.
Oh,
I mean, that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
Part of the thing you got to do as a podcaster. You got to go do it.
You do. You really
so. Between now and the next podcast, I got to go get frozen.
Oh my gosh.
Frozen man, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all those things that, you know, that we'll get to do. We have the mayor Lindell coming on. Gavin.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Rasko, do you know him?
His wife was my sister's teacher at the time.
Yeah.
Long time
so ago. Gavin's coming on the podcast at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, we've got Craig Wood. Owns Brisket Love.
Oh,
he's coming on later this year. So I mean, we got
we're
booked until next May.
Oh yeah. Well, you reached out to me.
A long time ago. Yeah. So that's my strength is
that's good.
Reaching out and looking on Facebook at what people are liking and are forwarding and posting and things like that, and then reaching out and connecting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. I was at a nonprofit meeting because. Mm-hmm. That's who we're championing. And so we were at Flourish. Shout out to Flourish. Patricia Glass, great person. And Tyler on Broadway, she runs a nonprofit. And it's really kind of a networking space where you can go in there, use the internet. You can make phone calls.
Cool.
You can also do meetings and stuff like that. Well, I was in a meeting and we're all kind of in there and we're there to share ideas and challenges and things like that. I'm there just to listen because I'm listening for like, hey, what are these nonprofits struggling with? And of course, raising funds is a hard part, writing grants, things like that. Well, the lady next to me, I was like, man, I know her. There's something about her. And then she said her name, Antoinette. And I was like, that name sounds familiar. So I go into my Facebook deal. I'm like, she's a guest next year. So I go, hey, by the way, you're a guest next year. And she was like, are you Spirit Spirit? I was like, yeah. And she's like, so, I mean, it was kind of a full circle kind of thing, you know, where we both got excited about something that's going to happen like in March.
It is cool to reach out.
Yeah. And she launched it this last year. So she's like, we got so much more runway and we're going to be so much stronger. And
by the time.
And then told me her story about her and her daughter and stuff like that. So I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. Really, really cool. And most of what we've been doing has been East Texas. Mm-hmm. Most of it. We've done a couple things with Dallas folks, and we did one thing with somebody from Mexico. But other than that, it's been mostly East Texas.
Very cool.
It's been fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fun. Yeah.
Appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah.
Shout outs.
Yes. I did a couple.
Yeah, you already did. Your friend.
I did. Bryn.
That flew you to
her.
Mexico.
She did.
Yeah. I'd shout her out too. Hey, Bryn, you want to fly me?
Thanks.
I'll take all the pictures you want. The whole time.
She
one-handed. One hand on glass.
No, literally. No, it was so fun. She's a person that I call all the time. If I have she's my best friend now, so we talk about everything. But if I ever needed a camera question or editing question or computer, she's my go-to. I call, we stay up and actually edit together most of the time.
Mm.
It's kind of fun. She stays up late too. I would also like to shout out my Grammy because she, I think, influenced my life.
What's her name?
Marlene.
Freeman. Okay. Shout out, Marlene.
Yeah, shout out. You don't hear that name very often.
Yeah, but I like the name.
I do too.
Grammy's cool.
But Marlene, I love it. So yeah, she I think had a lot of influence on me as how I still this. And of course my husband and kids for supporting me. My kids love when I go to pictures like, "Mom, we want to see them." So it's kind of fun. They're little, but they still enjoy it. And they like messing with my cameras now too. So those are all my shout outs.
Very cool. I'll give a shout out since it's 2 year. Josh, you want to give a shout out? It's our 2 year anniversary. You want to give a shout out to your wife?
Yeah. I just wasn't expecting it.
Where Josh is going to shout out his wife. She's great.
Yes.
Yeah, very supportive. Very supportive. And your daughter, right?
I've got some great kiddos.
Yeah.
They must take after her.
Yes. The man behind the camera.
Yeah. Love it. I mean, Andrew's doing all the legwork, getting the stuff going, and then I'm putting it on.
Yeah, you're doing great, man.
Trying to meet some deadlines, you know.
He's got a couple deadlines.
I feel that. Yeah. I got two more coming up.
I'm the pressurer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, remember this, remember this, remember this. But he does. Look, if he can schedule it in advance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Spend an hour just scheduling in advance, and he's great.
Yeah.
And he does. Look, I will tell you this. He's one of the best short video people I know. He can capture moments in short video better than anybody that I've seen. And that rings true. I challenged him to do a couple of commercials for a couple of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And the sponsors loved everyone that he did. Like, we would just go on scene and he'd take a couple pictures, do a couple videos. I'd be standing there looking goofy, and he would turn it into something awesome.
I love
that. And so Raymond's.
Is it on y'all's page?
Raymond's is one of them. So I went to their office and I took a couple pictures, did a couple videos, and we submit, like, he sent it to me. I sent it to Raymond. Raymond's like, that's not edgy enough. I want something like above the top.
Yeah.
So then he produces like this storm.
Oh wait, you know? I think I did see this.
Yes, and Raymond's like, oh, that's the best thing ever. Obviously, we know what the tragedy happened to him. And so it ranged, you know, holds true, you know, so close to them. And so anyway, very, very talented. My wife has to put up with me not coming home on Thursday nights, every other Thursday night. Yeah. Sometimes she comes in here. Our first podcast, we did it here. She had to go to the restroom halfway through. I kind of gave her a hard time because she had a few beverages before we walked in here. I should have said, hey, you need to use the restroom. Mm-hmm. Now I do that. The other thing I do that we've done a couple times, and I'm not busting your chops any, but there's been a couple times our microphones have either not worked or they've been a little bit off. Apologize to anybody who was involved in that. But we've made amends. We've gotten the right equipment and we're good there.
Good.
So, for the most part, the Audible has been perfect. Mm-hmm. And the video has been great. We've got a couple we need to download, but I mean, that comes with editing.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I don't like doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do.
Part,
I don't want to do. And so, thankfully, we have sponsors. Initially, it was like, we didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, we're just doing it on our own, and here I am talking and he's doing the work, and now there's some funds there to kind of help out with some of the time that we spend, you know, traveling around, equipment, things like that. So these were part of the investment.
Yeah, these are nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all very nice.
So very cool. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate you coming
on.
Hopefully you had a good time.
Oh, I did.
Most guests are like, when can I be on again?
No, literally.
And I'm like, 27.
No, 27. I will come back on again, too.
Yeah,
so
for
fun.
Sure, for sure it was. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. That's another episode in the books. 2 years, around 60 episodes that we've completed. It's been a blast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.